Track 16. Unit 9. Listening 2. Was that my phone ringing? Tara is watching TV and waiting for her friend to call. She reaches for her phone because she's sure she heard it ring. It didn't, though. Sometimes the brain plays tricks on people. Sometimes it perceives sounds that aren't there. Two curious examples of this are phantom phone rings and vibrations, and phantom words. A phantom phone ring is when someone wrongly hears a phone that isn't ringing. Psychologists call this a phantom sound because it isn't actually made. Phantom phone rings are common and seem to be more common now than in the past. In one survey, about 2/3 of people said they have experienced a phantom phone ring at least once. Researchers aren't certain what causes phantom phone rings, but several possible reasons have been given. First, phantom rings seem to be tied in with the brain trying to process the sounds it receives. People have reported phantom rings after hearing a few notes in a TV commercial similar to their ringtone, or by running water, using a hairdryer, turning on a washing machine, or even after hearing a car go by. Second, waiting for a call can trigger a phantom phone ring. As someone anxiously waits for the call, they imagine the phone rings because they want it to. In other words, it's stress that makes them hear the phantom ring. Another possible reason is also related to the stress of anticipating a call. In this case, someone decides to briefly do something during which they won't have access to the phone for a few minutes. As soon as the phone is no longer in close proximity, the person is sure it is ringing. It appears this happens because the person was convinced the phone would ring. A stranger variation on phantom phone rings is phantom phone vibrations, which is experienced by people who leave their phone on vibrate mode. They imagine they feel their phone vibrating when there is no call or text. There is actually a disorder related to this called phantom vibration syndrome. Phone users who have this syndrome typically carry their phone in the same place on their body regularly. It is thought that this leads the brain to become trained to anticipate vibration from that part of the body, for example, the right hip. Over time, though, the brain starts to over-anticipate vibrations. The result is that the person thinks calls or texts are coming in, even when they aren't. Obviously, this can be distracting and annoying if someone is watching a movie or eating dinner. The other example of sound perception, or rather, misperception, is the phenomenon of hearing phantom words, words that no one actually said. In one study, researchers had some volunteers listen to a recording. The recording was made up of repeated words or phrases, not sentences. The people weren't told what was on the recording. After they listened several times, they were asked to recall any words and phrases they had heard. Many reported hearing words and phrases that weren't on the recording. One explanation for where these words and phrases came from is that the human brain tries to take meaningless noises it receives and give it some sort of meaning. Interestingly, the researchers found that what people were thinking about prior to listening to the recording had an effect on which words and phrases they heard. For example, a person who is trying to lose weight might hear phrases about food. A student preparing for an exam might hear words and phrases related to the exam or to the subject being studied. Another study was carried out, this time on language learners. Students of different nationalities who were all learning English were played a recording in English. The researchers found some students heard words and phrases in their first language while listening to the recording. For example, Chinese students heard some Chinese words in the recording, while students who spoke Arabic or Spanish heard Arabic or Spanish words. What's striking is that some students were even convinced that Chinese, Arabic, or Spanish words had been inserted into the audio track, even though this wasn't true. The same results were found even when the students heard the recording several times. with both phantom phone rings and phantom words, researchers aren't certain why people hear what they do, but it appears that the brain is working hard to interpret sounds and give it meaning. Perhaps people would hear fewer phantom rings if they paid less attention to their phones. But that isn't likely to change anytime soon.